heaved a sigh, trying hard not to feel resentful. For the past 47 years, Molly's grandmother, Beverly, had faithfully served as the innkeeper for Hydrangea House. Because she'd lived there for so long and she'd been so dedicated to caring for the property and accommodating the guests, people often assumed the residence belonged to her. However, even though she'd been close to the Frost family who owned the place, Beverly was technically their live-in employee, not a family member. And after she passed away in April, complete control of the estate was awarded to 35-year-old Savannah Frost. So Molly recognized that Savannah had every right to rename the house whatever she wanted, just like she had every right to do whatever else she wished to do with it. Yet she couldn't help feeling disappointed that Savannah had decided to permanently close the inn so she could use it as her personal summer home. Her decision was especially frustrating because Savannah rarely took a full week off from work to visit Dune Island each year. Not to mention, her family already had 2 vacation homes, a chalet in Telluride, Colorado, and a villa in France, that she virtually never visited either. It reminds me of when we were kids and she had so many toys she couldn't possibly play with them all. Sometimes she didn't even take them out of their packaging, but she wouldn't let anyone else play with them either. Molly jiggled her head, as if trying to shake the memory from her mind. She didn't want to begin the summer at Hydrangea House on a sour note, so she reminded herself to look on the bright side of Savannah's decision. At least she isn't selling the estate to a land developer, even though she could have made a fortune from it. With only 7 guest rooms and 1 suite, Hydrangea House was small compared to most of the other inns and B&Bs in the 5 towns comprising Hope Haven. However, it was uniquely situated on the eastern point of the crescent-shaped road running alongside Dune Island's largest harbor. The house was angled, so the front and western side windows faced the port the town was named after, Port Newcombe. The windows in the back overlooked the private beach and the 900-foot jetty that seemed to cut a dividing line between the calmer waters of the harbor and the rollicking waves of Dune Island Sound, which could also be seen from the eastern side of the house. Surrounded by a sprawling lawn, the inn provided a sense of solitude that was rarely found in Hope Haven's biggest and busiest town. Yet Hydrangea House proximity to the port allowed convenient access to the main ferry dock and recreational boating, as well as to Main Street shops, eateries, and nightlife. Considering its prime location, Molly was thankful that at least the estate was staying in the Frost family. Otherwise, the pristine beachfront property might have been exploited for commercial purposes. I'm also grateful that Savannah agreed to keep the inn open for 1 more summer, even if she initially resisted the idea, Molly thought, her mind drifting to the day Savannah called and announced she intended to shut down Hydrangea House. It had barely been 3 weeks since her grandmother Beverly died, and when Molly first heard Savannah's news, she was utterly dismayed. "But the inn has been such an important part of our family's lives," she protested. "Running Hydrangea House together was how our great-grandmothers supported themselves after the war. Being the innkeeper was how my grandma earned a living as a single mother when she was raising my father, too. If it weren't for..." Savannah cut her off mid-sentence. "Spare me the history lesson, Molly. I already know what happened in the past." She softened her tone. "But the past is over. Our families aren't dependent on the inn anymore, so there's no reason to keep it in business." She means now that Grandma is gone, Molly thought, whisking a tear from her cheek with her fingers. Even though Beverly had been 80 years old and she'd begun to slow down a little, she'd always seemed to be the picture of good health. She'd claimed she planned to continue innkeeping for the next 5 years, at least. So Molly had been stunned when she unexpectedly passed away of natural causes while napping in her favorite chair. As the finality of Beverly's death began sinking in, Molly comforted herself with the knowledge that her grandmother's legacy as Hydrangea House innkeeper would live on. She imagined the new innkeeper would try to uphold the same high standards Beverly had set for hospitality and service, and that the guests would continue to enjoy the beauty of the residence and the grounds that her grandmother had painstakingly maintained. But how could that happen if Savannah shut down the inn? "Our families might not be financially dependent on Hydrangea House, but the guests depend on it for their summer vacations," she said, trying to build a case for family traditions and customer loyalty. "A lot of them have been returning to the inn for decades." Savannah snickered. "No kidding. That's why I don't have any qualms about shutting it down. The public has had plenty of time to enjoy the estate. Now it's my turn." "But you hardly ever take a vacation," Molly mumbled beneath her breath, but Savannah heard her anyway. "Exactly. So when I do take one, I don't want to spend my very limited time off with the..."